at some point, I don't know when, at some point after high school, I think, I stopped having this moment when I wake up where I was happy to be alive. That sounds like way darker than it feels to me, but I think there was a period of time in high school where I had difficulty sleeping, and maybe it started before high school. I mean, again, for me, high school was grade 7 to 12. That was my high school experience in the small town I was in, so it would have been like 12, 13 in high school, starting out. Maybe it was before high school that I definitely had some difficulty sleeping. Not a lot, and not that I ever, I think, expressed to anybody, but I had to come up with some ways to help me sleep because I recognized I wasn't falling asleep very well, and maybe that was anxiety, I don't know, but I used to think about the next day and like what or this or that coming week or whatever, and just in my mind I was just thinking about the positive things and the happy things and stuff that I was excited to do, and just fun stuff that I was like, yeah, I'm excited for this upcoming week, like it's gonna be good, whatever, and just kind of go to sleep with that. And I used to wake up, I don't know if it's a direct correlation, but I used to wake up in the mornings just like pumped to be alive. And I don't know if that's because there was a part of me that was so like focused on mortality and death, but it was so underlying, I didn't really know that it was that. And so I was just like, hey, I made it through another night and I'm excited to be alive. Or if it was just like this nice optimistic thing of like, hey, it's a new day and it's gonna be fun and let's get it, you know? I don't know what it is or what it was, but at some point I lost that morning part. Also at some point, I mean, I just started sleeping better. I don't really have that much difficulty falling asleep, so I don't need to use that method of, you know, just like visualizing my day or my week. And maybe I should for other purposes, but I didn't have to think about like, oh man, there's these cool things I want to do later and that's going to be a good time and just happy thoughts and whatever. But yeah, there were some times that I just could not sleep, but that hasn't really been an issue for a while. And maybe that's why this other thing hasn't been a thing either. But I just noticed at some point that I realized I wasn't waking up excited just by the thought of waking up. Just by like, hey, I'm awake. Hell yeah. Like, you know, let's get it. Let's get after the day. Let's do some stuff. Let's get a move on. At some point, I just kind of accepted it. I was like, yeah. All right, well, here we are, tired. I gotta get up and do this and do that. And I think part of it is because so much stuff became obligatory. And I don't like that. I wish that I had the means right now to be living a life with less obligation. I guess it's not just means, but you know, you take on a certain amount of responsibilities and some of that comes with age and just choices that you make and lifestyle and whatever. And I think that the more obligatory responsibilities I have, it is definitely harder to balance with my mental health and just my overall joy and happiness. And I definitely recognize that. But yeah, I think that I've had this on my mind for the past few weeks. And maybe because I haven't talked about it, that's why I haven't really put anything into practice. But I would like to. I would like to put something into practice wherein I can you know, start waking up feeling a little nicer, you know, getting excited about the day like I used to. Just, I don't know, it was this weird feeling. I mean, it's weird to me, or at least odd to recount, how I used to just wake up and be pumped. It just sounds so foreign to me now because it's been so long. Who knows how long? 20 years? More? Less? A little bit? Of where I just, yeah, there was this period of time where it was every day. I just woke up and was like, sick. Let's do this. This is fun. Yeah. So, I'd like to make a point of doing that in the morning, but maybe it's also I need to make a point of, like, right before bed, like, kind of going over the things I'm excited about for the next day, put that into practice, see what happens there. Yeah, I don't know if I just, like, got faced with real life at some point, which is sad that I'm interpreting it that way of, like, oh, real life is unhappy, real life is obligation, responsibility, not as much joy, and that's what real life is. And I think subconsciously I've definitely had that I've absorbed that message rather than rejecting it, and I think I need to actively do my best to reject that message and try to create meaning and joy and happiness for myself on a daily basis, because I think I would be a happier person if I did that, because it doesn't come naturally. The opportunity for it kind of, when it did come more naturally to me, it's because I didn't have the same amount of obligation and responsibility, and the things I was doing generally on a daily basis I really wanted to do, and at some point that went away over the course of time with university and work and other things that happened. So I think this is a good start to get me back to a place where I can maybe start focusing intently until it becomes habit on just happy thoughts before bed, happy thoughts when I wake up and excited to get on with the day. Maybe look at those obligations and things I really don't want to do that may be stressful as just parts of the day, and not let the day be defined by those parts, but defined by the other parts. So I'll put it into practice, and maybe I'll update you on how that goes.